KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is The Business, and I'm Kim Masters. Stephen Yeun says he doesn't like to repeat himself. After a breakout role as Walking Dead favorite Glenn, Yeun has branched out into a wide range of films, including the Oscar-nominated drama Minari and Jordan Peele's 2022 science fiction thriller Nope. The Emmy-winning limited series Beef adds yet another color to Yeun's palette. The darkly comedic story centers on a road rage incident that turns into a bitter and wildly escalating feud. Yeun plays struggling blue-collar worker Danny, while Ali Wong plays a well-to-do entrepreneur who's on the verge of striking it really rich. In one scene, the two foes meet to try to settle their beef.
You started this.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, you're the one who backed into me like a psycho.
You're the one that flipped me off all roided out and
Are you guys leaving, or are you just gonna sit there?
Yo, I'll leave when I wanna leave,
and we'll keep sitting here, you shriveled
Yeah, you.
What the you say?
Say it again! I dare you to say it again! Come here!
Psychos.
You're a psycho.
I'm not gonna do any kind of spoilers, because you gotta go on the ride. But there is a scene where you do have to cry. And it takes place in a church, which is all I will say. And I read this whole thing about, I mean, you have to really cry. Like, you have to sob in that scene. I mean, you did go to church as a child. And you found that you needed the singing. I mean, just when they didn't sing, it wasn't so easy. But when they did sing, you were right there.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're under the gun of whatever it is that, like, makes us feel like we need to be hypervigilant about ourselves or fearful or extra protective over our own selves, the way in which you define your story, the way in which you hold on to like how you're being oppressed, which is so natural, you know, this whole place feels like it's crushing down on you. I think that's a relatable idea. It's such a warm blanket when you're made to forget that you're also connected to everybody and that you don't have to exist alone in a vacuum of being pushed down, but rather there's places you can go or people you can connect to, or just even the natural world you can like connect to understand that you're just part of the whole thing. That was a feeling that I think I was exploring. For me personally, when I go to church myself, I don't really go regularly to church anymore, but when I would go, I would find myself very emotional. And I always wondered why. And I feel like it might be because that's the time when I can lay down myself. I don't have to hold that so hard and like so tightly, and I can just let that go. And then I can just kind of be part of the whole thing, especially when people are singing together. When they stopped singing, I could not go there. And then as soon as they started singing, I was like gone. And so that scene is brought to you by everybody there.
That's a beautiful idea. At one point, there's a sort of a psychedelic experience. I know you've said you have some limited experience with that in real life.
Sure. I've dabbled in the psychedelic.
Was that enough for you to feel like I can play this because I've had enough experience with it to play it?
Perhaps. I would say even Danny is unaware of the experience that he's going on too. So I kind of just like let go to the whole thing. Like, what does it mean to be poisoned? You know, that's ostensibly what has happened in that moment is those two have been poisoned by poison berries. And now they're drunk off that poison. And maybe they can see themselves a little bit clearer or from a different angle that could be illuminating for them. I don't know.
Yeah, there was a little bit of that everything everywhere kind of vibe to me.
Sure.
Like, where are we going?
Totally.
Where is this going?
Yeah,
it's getting crazy.
Exactly.
You and Ali both broke out in hives when you finished filming?
Yeah, I mean, we checked in together. Now that I'm thinking about us both working out in hives, I wonder if it was just us being in the woods that did that to us.
Oh, okay, that might be it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I did feel this real come down of having to hold all that tension for so long, you know?
Yeah. Danny is a stressed out character and feels like a very different, even physicality for you.
Oh man, my back and my shoulders and my neck were just like up to my ears the whole time. But I relate to that experience too. You know, like that's not part of me. When I wasn't living in a situation where I could be so privileged to do this work and be aware, I was certainly driven by that and still can be. So I know that tight neck, shoulder up to your ears feeling pretty well.
Yeah. So this is an A24 series. Netflix has distribution, but was there a bidding war for it?
I mean, I guess you could call it that. I think we had a lot of suitors, which was really cool. People were really excited for this story. And I think the thing that you could say was very clear was it really started from Sonny. He created this pitch document that was just like unbeatable. I knew what the story was and I was like, I'll buy it. I was like, I don't have money, but I'll make it. But it was just cool to be part of it, the pitch. Like Sonny had really roadmapped this story from beginning to end in such a complete way. And he also opened the door for collaboration. So like when Ali and I got to jump into the pitch with him, it was such a tailor-made experience that I think we didn't have too much trouble going around town pitching this idea.
How did you evaluate this? I mean, I assume you got to vote or no? It was all Sonny.
It kind of became a committee thing. You know, people kind of made choices and it seemed to me that we were all, and also Netflix had made such an incredible offer to us that it felt like the right place. They were just kind of gung-ho from the very beginning and they just like put it on the table and was like, we want to do this. And, you know, you really gravitate towards people that are gung-ho. It felt safe in that way. And the process with them has been really wonderful. The amount of space that they give, the amount of support that they've given us, I'm very thankful. So yeah, we're here and we're able to put it out on such a large platform. And I'm excited for people to be able to access Beef.
So you're zigging and you're zagging and now you're going to do Marvel's Thunderbolts. You don't like to repeat yourself, I read, and it's obvious.
Yeah, I was so lucky that the people that are making Thunderbolts, beyond just Marvel, who's been really wonderful, Kevin Feige has been really wonderful, but Jake Schreier, who directed many episodes of Beef and is an incredible director, is directing Thunderbolts. And he wanted to see me for a specific role. And he also kind of recruited a lot of Beef family people. Grace Yoon, our production designer, who's also incredible. Harry Yoon, our editor, who is also incredible. And a final piece is he had Sonny write a draft of the script. And so for me, it was kind of a chance to work with everybody again. And that was really exciting to me. And the character that he wanted me to explore was just someone that I could understand, was interesting. And it felt like the next natural zig or zag to be, you know, just lucky enough to keep doing this. I kind of feel amazed by it. I'll be honest with you, like I'm still kind of like not knowing how to like fully hold it in my hand. I'm so thankful about it. Yet I'm trying to like live up to it and sit in it and just like let it be without making it too much of a thing. But I'm just trying to do a good job and hopefully I keep getting to do this.
I'm betting on yes. You do get to keep doing
it. I appreciate it, Kim. Thanks. Thank you.
Stephen Yeun, executive produced and stars in Beef. The limited series is streaming on Netflix. Stephen, thank you for joining us again.
Thank you for having me. Always good to talk to you.
And that's The Business. Joshua Farnham produced and edited today's show with help this week from PJ Shahamet, John Meek, and Nick Lamponi, who mixed the show. You can stream The Business as well as other great KCRW shows on kcrw.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kim Masters. We'll see you next week on The Business.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.